Welcome to your five for the day. It's quite amazing how time just flies by. Only the other day we were celebrating Christmas and the New Year, and now even Easter is slipping by too. More than 10 years ago, millions of filmgoers watched in awe as Titanic disappeared beneath the waves. The James Cameron film had a huge global audience. Many people attended 6 or 7 times, according to newspaper reports. A cartoon strip had a mother saying to her family, "I'm going shopping. I'll be back in about 4 hours, maybe." The family exchanges knowing glances. Titanic again. Historians and statisticians report that the 3 most commonly told stories in the world are, first of all, the life and death of Jesus Christ. Secondly, the American Civil War. And thirdly, the sinking of the Titanic. Especially with the first and third stories, one element has captured the world. The possibility that a person who goes down with the ship into the icy Atlantic and drowns can someday live again. People wanted to believe that the ill-fated lovers Jack and Rose would actually be united again on the grand staircase of Titanic. That heroic dads who put their wives and children into lifeboats and then perished might someday experience the Bible's promise of a resurrection morning. Is what the Bible says about resurrection true? Did a dead person named Jesus come out of the tomb on that first Easter Sunday morning? Or did his disciples steal the body, hide it, dry their tears, and then concoct this tall tale to beat all tall tales? It's not just the fate of Jack and Rose which rests on Bible truth. All of us are intimately affected by what we read in the Bible of the possibility of us ever living again. It rests entirely and completely on the doctrine of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us if there's no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, your preaching is useless and so is your faith. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised either. And if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. You are still in your sins. Then those also who have fallen asleep in Christ are lost. If only for this life we have hope in Christ, we are to be pitied more than all men. If we reject the doctrine of Christ's resurrection, or begin to doubt that he really did come out of that tomb, then you immediately have to also embrace, at least wince and acknowledge, the reality that when you sink into your own Atlantic Ocean and close your eyes in death, that it's all over for you, forever. Do you want chocolate eggs and bunnies, or the plain word of God? Do we want Jesus, the wandering preacher, or Christ, the risen Lord? Do you want your end to be when a ship goes down or the lights go out? Or do you look forward to a wonderful and everlasting life in God's eternal kingdom, made possible by Jesus Christ rolling away the stone of that garden tomb? I am the resurrection and the life, Jesus promises. Do we believe him today? He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Thank you for listening.